Blessed and peace on you in the mighty name of King Jesus. Welcome, my friends. Welcome, 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 man. This is a podcast. Welcome, guys, to the Experiencing Real Life podcast. And today, man, you're really going to dig this. I actually interviewed Rabbi Jason Sobel, and we did a live interview together for my YouTube channel. And you can find this and all my videos on YouTube. You can also find it on my Facebook channel. But guys, if you don't know who Rabbi Jason Sobel is, you need to look him up. Out of all my good friends that I have all over the world, I can honestly say that I don't know anybody that I enjoy the content that this brother brings as much as I love as this brother. I love the fascinating content and the unique perspective that all my friends have and all the cool people I have the privilege of knowing. But I'll tell you, none of them actually continually blow my mind moment after moment after moment like Rabbi Jason Sobel does. Now, he has a classic Hebrew spin on everything because he is a rabbi, but he's very much my tribe. He and I are into numbers, we're into the kingdom, we're into the prophetic, we're into the word of God, we're into activation. You know what, man, you're gonna love this. So let's get ready to go into this interview that we did. Now it's a little bit glitchy because I live out on a farm, but that's okay, you're gonna enjoy this. Here we go.
Well, hello friends, blessing the peace on you. Shalom, Shabbat shalom, everybody. God bless you so much. Troy Brewer coming at you strong and unafraid from Third Stage Ranch in Big Time Glen Rose, Texas. Hashtag I ain't scared. And coming at you in total defiance of the coronavirus that dares to have a crown on it, that dares to have a crown up on its head. I will not bend my knee to that. I will not be afraid. I'm going to be the person that God has called me to be, and we are going to be the people that God has called us to be, and I want to welcome you here today. God bless you so much. Guys, this is going to be so much fun. But listen, I want to ask you, please be sure and like this. Please be sure and comment on it, and then please be sure and share this. That will make you a media missionary. And guys, there needs to be a word of hope. There needs to be a word of the kingdom. There needs to be a word of Jesus Christ is ruling and reigning. And guys, it's the first of Nisan. It's another one of the 4 or 5 or 26 Jewish New Years that happen all throughout the year. And we talked about four of them yesterday with Paul Wilbur. And we also referred to it the day before. Guys, we're going to do that again, but not by myself. Now, before I introduce my guests, let me just tell you this. We've had a huge breakthrough today. Y'all know that we feed about 130,000 people a year through the Open Door Food Bank, and we haven't got any food in the past 3 weeks because everybody has bought everything that there is, and all of our huge distribution centers have just not been giving. But boom, today, so much stuff came in that we couldn't even contain it. Literally, our cup is overflowing, and we are fixing to put together all these incredible outreaches. We've already been visiting about 60 people a day, just taking groceries to isolated elderly people and loving on people. And we've also been discovering there's tons of houses that are in disarray. We found a whole bunch of people that don't have air conditioning. And you know what? We're fixing all that. We are just being the hands and feet of Jesus. We're loving on people and encouraging people. And I just want to encourage you, listen, this is not a year to be put in a box. This is the year to go, go, go. And we're going to have to be creative in how we use the new wineskin to do that. Guys, joining me today, all the way from Los Angeles, California, I have my good buddy, Rabbi Jason Sobel. How are you, my friend?
Shalom. How are you? It's so good to be here with you.
Man, I really wish you were here in person, bro.
I always like being with you. We always have a good time.
We do have a good time, man. So you're out in Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
Right on. And
lots
just
of corona totally craziness going on out here.
Right on. So hey, everybody, for everybody that's watching and for everybody that will watch, today is a very special day on the Hebrew calendar. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've just entered into the new biblical month of Nisan, and Nisan is the first month of the Hebrew calendar. And Nisan in Hebrew literally comes from the Hebrew word nes, which means miracle. So this is a month of miracles. This is a season of miracles. Nisan can be translated miracle of miracles. And obviously it's significant for us because it's the time of Zaman Chirutenu, the time of our freedom. It's the time when God brought Israel out of Egypt on the 14th day of the month of Nisan is the Passover. And so we're coming into Passover season. And obviously Passover takes on new meaning because that was the first shelter at home scenario in the scriptures. Divinely ordained.
You know, it actually, sometimes it's called the angel of death and sometimes it's called the plague.
There you go.
Right on. So yeah, so Passover is huge, huge, huge this year. So yeah, so I'm believing God for huge miracles. I've done this huge study. You know, you and I are always bantering back and forth between kind of the Hebrew version and the Gentile version of all this stuff.
Right.
And one of the things that I recognize is that the Lord in the 1930s, the Lord rose up a warrior in America called Elliot Ness to take on Al Capone. And right. He was called Untouchable. And that has to do with Passover. Right. It actually has to do with all of that right there in the history. Yeah, we're going to have to, need to do shows on that, man.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. And it's so interesting because I think this is really important for us to understand at this season that the fact that Passover takes place on the 14th day of the month of Nisan. We're just under 2 weeks out from that happening. So it's a time preparation. And the significance about 14 is 14 in Hebrew is Yud Dalet. It means Yad. It means hand. So literally God redeemed Israel with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm on the 14th day of the month of Nisan. And it's so interesting because it happens 1 month after another biblical holiday, which is Purim. So Purim, the book of Esther, happens on the 14th day of the month of Adar. Adar is the last month of the Hebrew calendar. So 14th of Adar is Purim, book of Esther. 14th of Nisan, 1 month later, is Passover, because they're the two hands of God. Passover is the revealed hand of God. Purim is the hidden hand of God. And the message of Purim is when you can't see the hand of God, trust the heart of God. So it's no coincidence that I was in Israel at Purim. And that's when Corona really started to break out in Israel, was during Purim, which was really interesting. That's when it became to be an issue. So it was like God was revealing his hidden hand and testing people's hearts in the midst of it.
That's great. That's great stuff, man. That's great stuff. I know that you were with me at the 2020 conference on January the 20th, the 20th day of the year 2020. You were with me, right?
Absolutely. Amazing time.
It really was amazing. You are going to be with me next year, right?
Yes,
just say yes.
Yes.
Just
yes. Say what can I say? Yeah.
You were one of the ones that gave a great prophetic word. And when you gave your word, one of the words that God gave you was you specifically said, you cannot be put in a box this year. God will not be put in a box. And then you said, tell everybody, I want everybody to repeat after me, I will not be boxed in this year. Do you remember that word?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Why was you given that word? What was that all about?
I think, again, I think God wants us to learn to live with the times and the seasons. And when we come into alignment with the times and the seasons, there's wisdom, revelation, and blessing that is released. Part of understanding the times and the seasons is understanding the Hebrew calendar. And that is so significant because the Hebrew calendar is woven into the fabric of creation itself. So we've entered into the year 5780 on the Hebrew calendar. Hebrew's alphanumeric, the letter that represents 80 in Hebrew is the letter of the pay. And the word Passover begins with the letter Pei. The word Pharaoh, the one who tried to enslave the Jewish people, begins with the letter Pei. God spoke to Moses and told him to use his Pei to speak to Pharaoh and say, let my people go. And he was 80 years old, which is the letter of the Pei. Pei is literally means mouth in Hebrew. So mouth and 80 are the same. Moses is 80 when God says, use your mouth. And then the word pidyon, redemption, has a number 80. So everything around the Passover is connected to the letter Pei. And the word for breakthrough begins with the letter Pei, Paratz. And so God just spoke to me very clearly that this is a time for his people to come out of Egypt, to not remain boxed in, to not be put in a place of confinement. God wants us to break out. So that was kind of where that came from.
What a really cool prophetic word.
Yeah.
What incredible timing. Hey, listen, I want to just kind of do a shameless.
I think we need to make it. We need to make that declaration right now with everyone.
Let's do it.
We just declare right now in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, I am coming out of Egypt. Say with me, I am coming out of Egypt. Say, I am not going to be boxed in. I am not going to be limited or confined. I'm not going to be boxed in, but I am breaking through. I am coming out of Egypt, and I will see my miracles in the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And listen, I want to remind everybody that's partnering with me, you can see these things for free. All of our videos and all that, which is my free gift to you because you guys dare to partner with me at troybrewer.com, or you can call 877-413-0888. If you'd like a copy of Rabbi Jason or Chuck Pierce or me or Robert Henderson or Patricia King, Jamie Galloway, all of those, man, they're all on there. And you can get them through digital download, or you can get a CD or DVD or however that works, or you can just call 877-413-0888. Listen, you need to have your word for the year. And God already gave us the word before we even knew this was going to happen. God already gave us the word. So praise the name of King Jesus. I know that you are the only guy that I know, Rabbi Jason, that is a crazier numbers guy than I am, because I'm a nut on numbers. And it's one of the biggest criticisms and one of the highest things that people like about me is I just love how God speaks through numerical values. And you have actually looked up, as I have, the numbers that have to do with coronavirus. Tell me about the gematria or the numerical value of those kinds of words.
Yeah, it's really interesting. There's a few ways to look at it. I mean, the word for corona in Hebrew actually has a numerical value of 367 is the numerical value of the word corona. Now, there's a number of reasons why this is really significant, but one reason why this is significant, because there is a commandment, one of the seven universal commandments given to Noah. It says you will not eat of the flesh of a living creature. Okay. In Hebrew, that phrase has a numerical value of 367, right? So it goes back to Noah. It's connected to Deuteronomy 12:23 that says, you shall not eat the life with the flesh, okay? That goes back to Noah. That phrase has a numerical value of 367. And obviously the significance of that is that it's believed corona originated in a wet market in China, so that the eating the flesh of a living creature in a creature that was prepared or still alive when it was consumed is what actually breaking that commandment is actually what led to the spread of the coronavirus.
Good googly moogly.
which is obviously very very significant. And so there's a lot there in that number 367 that connects with the coronavirus. It actually connects talking about the first of the month of Nisan, there's actually a commentary by a famous Jewish commentator named Rashi talking about the eating of the Passover lamb. And he says in his commentary, you will not eat of the Passover half done. Flesh that is not roasted as it should be is called korona in the Arabic language. So Rashi is talking about the Hebrew phrase for uncooked meat there, you will call it uncooked na in Arabic, is basically the sounds very similar to the word corona, and it connects to the Passover, connects to uncooked meat of the Passover. So it's just, which connects into the season, which is just something amazing.
That is stupid cool. Man, that is so a word from the Lord. And it's just amazing how all of this is all based. You know, the answer to all this is Passover. The answer to all this is the blood of the lamb. That is the answer.
It is, because fighting corona is not just going to be, we're not going to just win the battle on a scientific level. We need to win the battle on a spiritual level as well, because God creates heaven and earth. And so it can never be just a one-pronged approach. It has to be a two-sided approach, a physical and a spiritual, a cure to what is going on in the world, because we're not physical beings having a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings having a physical experience. So the other interesting thing there that I think ties into this, not only is Hebrew alphanumeric, but Greek is alphanumeric as well. And so the word, it says this in Matthew 21:21, it says, Yeshua Jesus answered them and said, amen, I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only will you do what I do with this fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will happen. Whatever you ask in prayer, trusting, you shall receive. The word for cast or throw in the Greek, balethete, has a numerical value of 367. And as I was thinking about this, so the word for cast, so the point is that we need to have the faith to believe. See, I believe that God's people are not operating on the Passover level of faith, okay? The miracle level of faith. The miracle level of faith has trust and does not doubt and has the faith to cast down things that are not of God. So we need to take authority over the coronavirus. We need to pray against the coronavirus, and we need to have the faith like Israel did to battle it in prayer and declaration. I just want to declare right now, like the blood on the doorposts of the houses of Egypt, the coronavirus will not enter your home. It will not enter your life. We're applying right now the blood of the greater Lamb, the Messiah, to our doorposts of our house in the spirit. And we say the coronavirus will not enter in. And we're going to faith, and we're going to stand on that. We're going to make that declaration, and it's going to leave our nation.
Whenever we looked it up, Jason, we looked it up in English and we looked it up in Greek, and it had the number, the gematria or the alphanumeric that goes with it in English or in Greek. I'm sorry that I don't remember, but it was actually 1303. It was 1303. What is that? It is 13 times 3. It's 39. It's the stripes that King Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, had on his back. By his stripes, we are healed. Actually, in the name itself is the number that indicates where the healing comes from. It comes from the blood of King Jesus.
Well, my friends, I'm jumping in right here. Hey guys, welcome. Welcome, my friends. I call you blessed. Man, I hope that you're doing well wherever you're at in the world. I call you blessed. I know that these are challenging times. I know that everybody's like shaking their head going, what? You know what? That's why it's so important for you to be plugged into People who are kingdom people that are preaching the word of God, that are servolutionaries, that are solutionaries. I love both of those words. People that are willing to serve, people that are willing to come up with kingdom solutions. And I want to tell you about some cool free resources that we make available to you from Troy Brew Ministries. And one is the very video, you know, this podcast that you're listening to is actually a video. And you can find that by connecting with my YouTube channel. I'm doing several interviews a week from people all over the world that I had the great privilege of getting the chance to do life with. And we put them out there and it's free, it's for you. We really do want you to have this information. I also want you to know that we have people standing by to pray for you 24/7 at area code 877-413-0888. Of course, 888 is the gematria, or it's the numerical value for the name Jesus. 877-413-0888. Let's get back into this podcast, and I'll join you again in just a few minutes. Here we go.
And the name itself is the number that indicates where the healing comes from. It comes from the blood of King Jesus.
Absolutely. And to go along with that, it's so interesting. We're in the decade of the mouth, right?
Yes. Yes.
There's power in the pay. Say that with me. There's power in the pay.
Power in
the mouth, right? And so we're in the month of Nisan. Nisan is all about the mouth. It's telling the Passover story, what God did for our ancestors, because what he did for them is what he wants to do for us. Okay. Moses's sister is upset at Moses and complains against Moses, gossips against Moses, saying he's married a Cushite wife. And who does he think he is? Does he think he's better than us? Numbers chapter 12. And God strikes Miriam because of the words that come out of her mouth with leprosy. Okay. And her arm, you know, she begins to wither, right?
Yep.
And then Moses cries out to her, El na rifa na la in Hebrew. The phrase rifa na la, please heal her, has a numerical value of, guess what? 367. So on the one hand, there's Corona 367 that wants to kill us. That's the enemy. But on the other hand, the word for please heal her is 367, because there 300, God brings the healing. He had the healing even before the sickness came about into the world. 367 in Greek is the numerical value for Yeshua goes into the synagogue and there's a man with the withered hand. Okay, withered has a numerical value of 367. Because literally, Corona wants to cause people's lungs to wither. Corona of the enemy wants to cause people's finances to wither. Their work to wither, right? Their lives, their relationships to wither. But here's the good news. Yeshua is the great physician. He's the great healer. He walks in, touches that withered hand, 367, and it's completely healed. So I'm just declaring right now that I declare healing right now, that your finances are not going to wither, that your health is not going to wither. Okay, yes. That our economy is not going to wither, that your relationships are not going to wither, but your finances, your family, your health, our nation, Israel, is going to be restored and strengthened like Yeshua did when he touched that man's hand on the Sabbath and he was healed and he was made whole. And again, but Troy, this is my concern.
Yeah.
This is my concern. And I felt this is what the Lord said to me. I felt like the Lord said, his church has been like the withered hand. Because there's too many people not operating in the wisdom and power of God that have the faith to go out there and to pray for the sick and to do the greater things than these. If we're going to be a scared church, scared believers, we're like that withered hand. We're not going to do anyone any good. God does not want his people. He does not want the body to be withered. He wants to strengthen us with power.
It is absolutely a ridiculous idea that the body of King Jesus should go into hiding right now. This is a time for us to step up, for us to step out. And, you know, this, you know, our tribe, this is what we've always done. You know, we have leprosy colonies. We actually have 13 leprosy colonies in India. And so much so, I've been in so many leprosy villages and actually hugged and loved on leprosy people that every time I play guitar and my foot goes numb, I think, oh, no, there it is. You know? But with that said, for us to bail right now, I want to tell you what that is. It's an unjust balance and it's an abomination to the Lord. We have to step up. We have to be the Spirit of the living God people that lay hands on people and see people healed of their sickness. We have to be that.
Yeah, God brought, and that's interesting. God brought Israel out of Egypt, not with a withered arm, with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm. We're called to be his arms and hands in this world, and we have to be the strong hand of the Lord in people's lives.
Rabbi Jason, we are entering into the Sabbath here, and I don't have a lot of time left, and so I got to get you to talk about the Sabbath. You actually provoked me a couple of years ago to start having my own. Of course, we're all hillbillies over here, and we all just call it Shabbat Shalom, and all my grandkids are like, Papa, are we having Shabbat Shalom? Yes, we are. We are. And all my family's coming over tonight. We actually light the candle, and we have Shabbat Shalom. And you're the one that actually provoked me to start keeping that. What can you tell us about entering into Sabbath with real intentional? Because what's real is the whole land has been caused to rest right now. And this is a year of rest. It is a year of trusting instead of trying. And we have to enter into that. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I think it's really significant because I think that it's very interesting. Let's tie it back to the numbers real quick and stay on here, and then we'll go into it. But so there's two main commandments in the Bible in regards to the Shabbat. It's Zachor, remember, and Shamor, keep the Shabbat. And those two Hebrew words that have two letters in common and two letters not in common. When you add up the two letters of each of those two words that are not in common, those four letters equal 367, the numerical value of Corona. The point being is that rest and Sabbath is one of the keys to fighting Corona. Because it says on the seventh day, Exodus 32:17, God rested and was refreshed. And Hebrew says, Shavat Vayinafash. The word vayinafash literally doesn't mean rested. It literally comes with the word nefesh, which means soul. It means God rested and was resold. So the Sabbath is meant to resoul us, not S-O-L-E, but S-U-L us, okay? Six days, or, you know, we're under the pressures of work and under the tyranny of space and of the urgent. And Shabbat is a time when we take a rest and remember the goodness of creation and the goodness of redemption. And it transforms us. It changes us. It resouls us. It renews us. It restores us. And when we can't take a Sabbath, we're still a slave in Egypt. We're still being boxed in.
Come on. It's so good. I can tell you that you and I have openly discussed this. I don't have any Jewish blood in me or heritage in me at all, except for, you know, the covenant. Praise God. I always say the only Jew that I've got in me is King Jesus, right? I've looked for it. I just knew it would spike, but now there's nothing there. So I say that this has not been a part of my tradition. It hasn't been a part of where I come from, but I recognize it as kingdom. And as soon as my family started saying, we are going to get together and we are going to start keeping the Shabbat, our entire family dynamic changed and the hand of God rested upon us. And a lot of relational things that we've really struggled with was no longer a struggle. I mean, you know, every family's got stuff. We all got stuff. But the Spirit of God just literally changed the dynamic of our family and how we relate to each other by the simple institution of on Friday nights, that doesn't belong to anybody else. It belongs to us and King Jesus. and we're going to do this thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, I think what, look, there's a Jewish, one of the keys, there's a Jewish philosopher that's not that the Jewish people have kept the Sabbath, but the Sabbath has kept the Jewish people. The Shabbat has kept the Jewish people. One of the secrets of the success of the Jewish people, the reason why we flourished even in the midst of trials and persecutions, one of the reasons is because of the Sabbath. And because the purpose of creation, of which Sabbath reminds us of, the purpose of redemption, which Sabbath points to, is connection and blessing. So the heart of Shabbat is about connecting with God. It's about connecting with your family. It's about connecting with friends. And when you come into that place of connection, the a greater measure of God's presence and provision and blessing is released in your life. And so at the heart of Shabbat is connection through honoring blessings. So you honor and bless God. You honor and bless your children, you honor and bless your wife, you speak words of life and destiny, you speak honor and blessing over each other. It's like a mini communion when you bless the bread and the wine, and you take that together as a family. It's literally a mini Passover. Every Shabbat is a mini Passover. Yes. And so there's something so significant. I mean, I've taken all sorts of leaders to Israel, like my friend Sean Bowles and my friend Michael Miller from the Upper Room. And these guys have gone back and started to, in different ways, incorporate Sabbath into their family because they see it revolutionizing their lives and their families. And so, you know, we actually have a resource for that on our website. We have a Sabbath Supper Club guide. Where it has all of the prayers people can digitally download. It has all the prayers and the blessings, everything you need to do with your family. It's really special.
Where can they find that at, brother?
Yeah, if they go to fusionglobal.org, under the store there, there's a Sabbath Supper Club guide. And you can download it, or we can send you a hard copy, whatever, you know, whatever people feel comfortable with.
Fusionglobal.org. Tab, yeah. Honey, would you put that on there for me, please, ma'am? All right. Well, listen, I want to just ask you, will you please pray for us? Will you please bless us? Will you please just share your heart and just go after Jesus for all of us, please, sir?
Yeah. Well, Lord, I just want to thank you for everyone that is on this phone, everyone who's listening live or will be listening to this recording. I just declare over you right now that this is a time of breakthrough. This is a season to come out of Egypt, not to be refined, not to be constricted, not to be restricted. I declare that God wants you to expand. He wants you to go forward. He wants you to be his hand. He wants to demonstrate his love through you. He wants to demonstrate his power through you. He wants to demonstrate his shalom through you, his peace that surpasses all understanding. I just declare of you, Sim Shalom Tova Bracha Chen VeChesed Rachamim, that he should establish over you peace, mercy, goodness, and kindness in the name of Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. That there is a blessing on your life. That the presence of God is going to come and encounter you. I speak over you, divine rest, divine refreshment, divine renewal, that God should bring order out of chaos. He should bring life out of death. In this month of miracles, you should see miracles occur. Like in this month where God parted the Red Sea, that you should see seas part before you. Just have faith and speak to that sea. Command it to open. Take this, that you should have the faith to take step out in faith, to step into the water, to believe God, that it should be time for you to step out of the old and into the new. He's washing the past away. You're a new creation in him and in Messiah. So I speak that Nissan blessing over you. I speak that new creation transformation blessing over you now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah. that not one hair on your head, not one member of your family, not one extended family should be harmed by this coronavirus. I pray the blood of the greater Passover lamb, Yeshua the Messiah, on you. I say, Tishlach Refuah Shlema Min HaShamayim, Refuata Nefesh, Refuata Guf, that God just sent a complete healing now in the name of Yeshua our Messiah. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, listen, dude, I'm going to pray for you. And I want to ask everybody that's watching, there's some 700 people that are on live right now. And that's just one platform. And we have a lot of platforms open. So guys, if everybody, wherever you're at all over the world, I know that my friends in South Africa are watching right now. And I literally have friends all over the world. Let's all pray for Rabbi Jason Sobel. Father God, I lift up my good friend. I lift up my brother, and I love him so much. And I just declare in the name of King Jesus, of Psalms 91, hedge of protection around him and his, in the name of King Jesus. Thank you, God, for prospering the works of his hands and the words of his mouth. I declare this a time of encounter, supernatural encounter, in the name of King Jesus. And also, I just declare divine connection and relationship over him and all, God, that he puts his hand to do, God, that there would be a tremendous harvest through my brother, through his testimony and through his ministry. And I praise you, Lord God, and I thank you for Rabbi Jason Sobel, in Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, brother, I just want to share one more thing. As we talk about Shabbat, something that might be a blessing to everyone, every week we publish, it's free resource. It's called A Deeper Journey Torah Guide. And we walk people through the weekly readings, even since before the days of Jesus. They were reading through the five books of Moses. We connect the old and the new. We also have a section called By the Numbers. So every week we go through By the Numbers, and we kind of make that connection for people. So it's on the website. People can check it out. There's stuff on Passover. Whatever people need, we're happy to share.
Listen, I'll say this to you, Jason. I'll let everybody hear me say this. I hear all the time people like, where do you learn this stuff at? And you know what? You are a huge resource to me. The stuff that you put out is a huge resource. It's so life-giving to me, man. And I just want to say that to everybody. I'm the people that I'm bringing on here, these are my friends. These are all the people that I do life and ministry with. And I cannot recommend you plugging into this brother's stuff enough. Rabbi Jason, you and I have talked about at some point this year, we're looking at actually doing a numbers conference. We bring the Jew and the Gentile version of both of those things in together. And I can't wait to do that with you, man. I cannot wait to do that.
Great, man. I'd love to. And I just, you're, man, there's a lot of teachers out there, but you're for sure my favorite, man. I just love what you bring, and I love how you bring it. And I love listening to your teaching and the wisdom and revelation, and just the heart of the Father that you demonstrate with it all is amazing.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Jason, I love you, man. I can't wait to see you in Texas soon. And I'm praying for you and praise God for you. Thank you so much, man, for joining us live online. Shabbat shalom, my good friend. Bye-bye. Okay, so guys, there you have it. Rabbi Jason Sobel, extraordinaire, all the way from City of Angels. Right on. I encourage you guys to look him up. And he is such a treasure to the body of Jesus. He is such a treasure. And again, if you haven't been plugged in him, man, I really do encourage you to do that. I started crying when he's praying for me. I just started crying like a baby. Look, guys, I stole Leanna's glasses so I can see. Huh? Hey, I see that Deborah Ann has saying, bless you, both mighty men of God, continue to lead us. Thank you so much, man. I love you. I'm seeing all these people that are writing all this stuff. Ida, how are you, sweet friend? Can't wait for the numbers conference. Yay, man. We will do that later on this year. Benjamin, my buddy from California, how are you, Ben? Sure do love you, man. Love you, love you, love you. I love your family. Praise God for you. Hope that you guys are doing well in the far southern part of California. Overcoming Victory, who's always on here. Thank you so much, Pastor Troy, for wonderful guests that you bring. Listen, we're going to continue to do this. I'm going to do a lot more next week, including Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm doing a live conference with Destiny Image. So they've invited me to be a part of that. I will be giving you all of that information. In fact, I think we even have something. I know what it is. I am, the Seize the Prophetic Moment online conference, April 8th, 9th, and 10th. And then that's going to be from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. And then I'm also going to be doing an online conference myself on supernatural sanity. That's right. Guys, I'm doing that next week. Supernatural Sanity, Freedom from Fear, Anxiety, and Depression. It's free. It's online. And it's going to happen on, Wednesday. And then it's going to go through April the 3rd, which is Friday. And then, guys, I have a brand new book that's coming out here within the next month. By the way, so does Rabbi Jason Sobel. I just told him, I said, well, at least we're not Vin Diesel. And we didn't have to come out with a movie this week. You know, he finally came into the Marvel Universe and then boom. Yeah, nobody's allowed to go to the movies. But we do have books coming out, and I am doing a reboot of my book, Soul Invasion, and I have a whole new section that is on supernatural sanity. So we're going to be going through that this week. You're going to love it. Hey, listen, thank you so much for standing with me. Thank you for your partnership. I know that you guys are praying for me and standing with me as we are feeding so many people and fixing up their homes while we're out there. We're coming across so many people who just need the body of Jesus to step up. We're talking about a lot of isolated elderly people. Our work all over the world is continuing. Friends, we are supporting all of our orphans and all of our, guys, more than 2,000 girls that we've saved out of sexual trafficking in the past 2 years. Yeah, and all of their babies, more than 6,000 babies with the 2,000 girls. And guys, we're not slowing that down in any way whatsoever. I do say that King Jesus has put a halt on sexual trafficking throughout the world right now, and it's cracking me up. All the borders are shut down, and slavery is, God's like, no, I think we'll just put a pause on slavery right now. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. So, guys, thank you so much for partnering with me, for standing with me. Don't forget that I have a whole room full of people that are standing by at 877-413-0888 to pray with you and to love on you. Friends, I love you so much. Shabbat shalom to you. I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favor the Lord. Blessing and peace on you. Don't forget to share this, everybody. Bye-bye, y'all.